I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, my closing thought on why keeping it real ain't what it's cracked up to be. But first, it's time to go behind closed doors, a weekly segment where we talk about the issues that are not always openly discussed. But today's issue is very much in the news: unemployment. Earlier in this program, we talked about the skyrocketing unemployment rate, now at 7.6%. That's the highest rate in nearly 16 years. Recently, we talked about the troubles a group of up-and-coming college grads were having finding and keeping a job in their respective fields. But if college graduates are having a hard time, workers with only a high school diploma have it worse. The unemployment rate for high school grads is even higher than the national average and twice the rate of college graduates. Joining us now to talk about all this are Carrie Martinez. She recently received her GED and is now in beauty school. And Rynisha Snowden. She's currently finishing her high school degree at Berkeley Adult School in California. She's also been on the job hunt for a year now. We also have Laura Counselor. She's a career and education specialist at the Latin American Youth Center here in D.C. to give us some additional perspective. Welcome, everybody, to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Carrie, you actually finished your GED a year ago, and then you went out on the job market, as I understand it, with a baby in tow. You are a new mom as well. What happened when you went looking for a job?
It was very, very hard, actually. I was looking around for jobs. A lot of places weren't hiring. And I finally got a job at being a party planner. And it was tough because the economy was going down so fast, people weren't having birthday parties for their kids out at places. They would have it at their houses because it was cheaper. So, you know, I couldn't work there because they didn't really need me. And so
you initially got a job, but the hours were being cut. They really didn't need the workers that they had.
Yeah. So I'm a housekeeper now. You know, it's helping me pay the bills and gas for going to school and everything. But it's been tough, you know.
Rynisha, what about you? You are still working on your high school diploma, but I understand that you've also been looking for a job for about a year now, too. And the reason that that's important is because, according to the numbers, that's when the recession started. So what's your experience been?
It's been pretty hard. You know, not having a diploma, it makes it harder on me. And I guess the employer is looking for someone who reached accomplishments, and not having a diploma is harder. So I've been, like, following up with phone calls and trying to check the status of my application, but it seems like no matter what, it's hard and nothing is getting through.
Well, when you say that not having a diploma is really a handicap, how do you know this? Has anyone said this to you directly?
No, I believe that because the employers look for someone who reached an accomplishment. So not having a diploma or a work permit, the employer don't want to hire you. A lot of people, so I say people are younger than me, about 16, they have jobs because they have a work permit. So, like, me not having neither one is tough on me. So they're not looking for me because they don't see that I achieve anything.
Laura, I'm sure you've heard stories like both of these
before.
Yes, definitely. What are you seeing? And have you seen a change in the job market for high school grads in over the last year or so?
I definitely would say so. Just to speak a little bit on what Rynisha was talking about, a lot of the common job search websites, including Craigslist, which we actually use a lot, will specify on some listings that you have to have a minimum high school diploma or college degree. And definitely from my perspective, I've seen that there are fewer postings for entry-level, like customer service jobs and stuff like that, that doesn't really require higher qualifications.
I get the sense from Rynisha that she feels that the job situation pushes down the line, that if an employer can get someone with a college degree, even if the job doesn't require it, that's what he or she is going to do. Is that what you're seeing also?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Right now, with there being a lot fewer jobs available, it's really about competition. And when an employer is looking at resumes and interviewing people and they're hear about people going to college or, you know, all the great experiences that they've had, those people are going to be more competitive in that market. And also right now with so many people looking for jobs and losing their jobs, that a lot more of the college-educated population is going for those same customer service positions that people without high school diplomas or people who only have high school diplomas are also trying to get.
It's interesting because when we had a roundtable of college grads on the program a couple of mm-hmm. weeks ago, some of the feedback we got from listeners was stop whining, go to Starbucks.
Right.
And why don't you just go to Starbucks? Now, of course, Starbucks is laying people off. But Carrie and Rynisha wanted to ask you, what about these kinds of service jobs? Has either of you looked there?
Yeah, I tried everywhere, like retail, food. It doesn't matter. Any job that I can get is where I'm going.
Carrie, what about you?
For me, it's I don't have time with daycare paying $300 a week. It's just like ridiculous. So, you know, my boyfriend's paying the bills. He's working in the morning. I have class at 3:30 till 9:30 at night. So I really don't have time.
So you have to work around your baby's schedule.
Yeah.
Was your decision to go to beauty school in part motivated by the fact that you couldn't make a living wage doing the kinds of jobs that you were able to get?
You know, I've always wanted to do something either in the arts or hairstyling, and I enjoy it so much. It's every girl's fantasy. You know, you go there and get your hair done, and I'm good at it, and it's something good to fall back on.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about the growing unemployment problem, particularly among high school grads or workers who only have a high school diploma. And I'm speaking with Carrie Martinez and Raisha Snowden about their experiences. We're also speaking with Laura Counselor, who counsels young workers. Can I ask each of you, if you ladies don't mind, each of you are still young and you can still go back to college, but can I ask each of you why you didn't to this point? Raisha?
I was having trouble in high school. I wasn't doing very well in it. So not excelling in school made it harder for me to, make it to college. I was having a lot of problems at home. I really didn't have the support I needed. So I've been on my own since I was 14. And not having that motherly support or, you know, parental role, you know, in my life, it made it hard for me to achieve my goals and go to school. So I didn't have the backup that I needed.
Carrie, what about you, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, I mean, for me, it was more my self-will. You know, I had a great family, but I was a rebel teenager, and, you know, I chose to go my own path, and I'm looking at it now, and it's really frustrating that I didn't stick with high school, but we all have our ups and downs and everything, and I would love to go to college, but it doesn't seem like I can do it right now. You know, if the economy does get better, I would love to, you know, go to business school and open up my own salon someday.
But can I just ask, when you were going through your rebel teen phase,
yeah,
and, you know, doing your thing, did anybody ever say to you, you know what, young lady, it's going to be really tough out there if you don't knuckle down? Did anybody say that to you?
My parents and my sister.
Only about 18,000 times, right?
Absolutely. All the time. And, you know, it's frustrating because I want, you know, my child to have the opportunities that I had. But, I mean, I have basically been on my own since I was 17. And it's tough, but, you know, I do have goals and I'm trying to be a better person and everything. But it does take time. It's just a slow process, I guess.
Raisha, I'm hearing what you're saying, that you just your situation was kind of in flux. It was hard for you to concentrate. But did you think about the idea that if you didn't finish your degree, that you might have a tougher time in the job market? Did that thought cross your mind? Did anybody talk to you about it? A school counselor? Anybody?
You know, I never really had that. I was always on my own. So having that support from a counselor or anyone from school, it never happened. I think the school should have been more, you know, there for me, or at least trying to figure out what was going on in my home situation to let me know that, okay, we're your school and, you know, we want you to succeed. So what's going on and can we help you?
Laura, how familiar is what you're hearing here about why kids leave school after high school, have trouble finishing high school? Is what you're hearing familiar?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think there are a lot of different reasons that people leave high school. Some of it has to do with, you know, a lack of support. Maybe they're disconnected from their family. That's kind of what I work with a lot, is people that have been homeless or runaway or in the foster care system and don't really have that family support to keep them going through it. And also, I mean, for a lot of people, high school is a really tough place with kind of all the social aspects, and if academics are hard for them. We see a lot of people that don't really make it through high school or have to go back for their GEDs. So
there's a big discussion right now in the whole conversation around secondary education about whether there should be more emphasis on practical skills. Like, for example, if Carrie could have gone to a high school where she could have learned to be a beautician, maybe that would have kept her in school. Some people are adamantly opposed to that. They think if you put that emphasis on so-called vocational education, you're essentially tracking kids and not giving them all their options. Do you have a take on that based on what you see?
I think that it's important to give options and really, I guess, inform kids about their options, because, you know, sometimes there are options there, but they don't realize why one option might be better than another. We have one high school that's right by where I work that has an English program where it's only AP English. And I think what they're really trying to do is get kids into college. But what happens is that the kids that are not at the level that's required for AP English just end up struggling through the class, getting frustrated, and really kind of giving up. And so while I think it's great to push everybody towards college, you also kind of have to have options there for people that are not motivated in that direction or don't have the academic skills that they need to be at that level.
At least at that age.
Right, at that age.
The other question I wanted to ask you about is gender.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's been interesting for us as we've been talking to folks about this unemployment situation is we have not been able to get one young man to come on the program and talk about his experiences. There are plenty of guys who are willing to talk to us, just talk, but nobody wants to come on the program. And I wondered, does that translate in your world as well? Have you noticed a difference in the willingness of young men to accept help? Have you noticed the willingness, a difference in the availability of work for people of either gender?
They're definitely out there looking for work just like everybody else. Some of them, they might not be hesitant to ask for it, but I think sometimes it's hard for both genders at this age to kind of understand the full blow of the economic issue and that it's not just them.
Well, Carrie told us what her dream is. It's to have her own salon. Renisha, what's yours? What's your dream?
It's funny because, like Carrie said, I want the same dream. I've been liking it. I mean, I love to do hair. I've been doing it since I was a little girl. And my dream is to own a hair shop.
Well, then maybe you two should hook up. Carrie and Renisha's. CNR Salon. How does that sound? I don't know. Maybe we could do better. I'm sure somebody can do better.
Right.
Laura, well, while we have you there, mm-hmm. do you have any free advice for our two job seekers?
I think you gotta be really persistent with it and patient because it does take a long time, and really reach out to everybody that you can think of as far as, you know, friends or family that might know of job openings. Sometimes that's a little bit easier way into a job, but really just make sure you're applying for a lot of jobs and really following up with those employers to make sure that they know who you are and know that you're really serious about it.
Laura Counselor works as a career and education specialist. Laura Counselor is a counselor at the Latin American Youth Center in Washington, D.C. She was kind enough to join us here in our studio in Washington. We also visited with Carrie Martinez. She's attending the Broom Thai Yoga Bosis Beauty School in New York. She joined us from her home in New York. And Renisha Snowden is currently completing her high school degree at Berkeley Adult School in Berkeley, California. And she's looking for work in the Bay Area. So anybody out there looking for an aspiring beautician, here she is, and she joined us from the studios of Youth Radio in Oakland. I thank you all so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you too.
And with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. Are you unemployed? Do you need to cut some fat out of your budget? Do you know where to begin? Cable, groceries? Is it wise to borrow on your life insurance policy if you and your family are in a bind? If you send us your questions, our money coach, Alvin Hall, will try to answer as many as he can tomorrow. So call our comment line with your questions for Alvin Hall at 202-842-3522. That's 202-842-3522. Please remember to tell us your name and how we can get in touch with you. You can also go to our website at npr.org/tellmemore and type up a question for Alvin.